Okay, Matthew Rhodes here for the next episode of the Peak Kite podcast. And I'm delighted to say that I'm joined by the chairman of Chesterfield, Nigel Mallander. Nigel, first of all, how's it going? You okay?
Yeah, very good. Thanks, Matt. Nice to be here. Nice to see you again.
Yeah, great to speak to you. It's been a little while, and it's the first time, I think, this year that I've spoken to you. So I know where we've got plenty to discuss, Nigel. And of course, the sun's shining as well. It's been quite a kind April, so it's been a lovely start to the season, hasn't
Yeah, always great to see the blue sky this time of year, isn't it? And some warm
it?
weather. We'd certainly enjoy it and being looking forward to that all through the off season and the winter.
Absolutely. So, well, the first thing we'll speak about and discuss in detail, Nigel, for the first half of this podcast episode, is a recent development that's come about, and obviously it's big news for Derbyshire County Cricket Club, but it's also big news for Chesterfield as a town and for the local cricket scene and for Chesterfield CC as well. So, for any listeners that might have missed it, so recently Chesterfield Borough Council has reached a new agreement for the Chesterfield Festival of Cricket, which of course is held at Queen's Park, to continue there for at least another 5 years. I mean, first of all, Nigel, what does this new agreement mean for Chesterfield? You know, not just for the club, but for the town as a whole and for cricket in the local area.
Well, I think firstly, Matt, it's a great vote of confidence in the sort of product that we put together at Queen's Park at Chesterfield. It's brilliant. It's a great shot in the arm for the town. You know, the amount of people that come into the town every year for the festival, for the games that we put on. Yeah, absolutely brilliant. We're so pleased, you know, to keep bringing top level cricket here to Chesterfield. It's vitally important, and there's clearly a demand for it too, Matt. No doubt about it. You know, the spectators love coming to Chesterfield. They love the outground nature of Queen's Park. So the demand is very much there. So it's great to have this long-term contract in place that sees cricket. First-class cricket being played at Queen's Park for the next 6 years, including this one, of course.
And you mentioned there, you said at the start, it's like a vote of confidence about, you know, how previous editions have gone. It's clearly been a success. Do you think part of the appeal of the Chesterfield Festival of Cricket is that so much of cricket, if you're trying to watch it on TV, there's so much, you know, that's a subscription or, you know, it's pay-per-view TV, there's less, you know, sort of free to view cricket. Do you think a lot of the appeal of it is that it feels a lot more accessible for people to actually watch, you know, a high level of cricket without being, you know, sort of prevented almost by, you know, more payments that you have to take on?
It's a good question. It's a really good question. And I think that there's certainly a strong element of that. But I would probably liken it more to the big ground feel as opposed to the small ground feel. You know, when you go to, you know, Headingley and Trent Bridge and all the county grounds, even to Derby, you know, there's not the same atmosphere there. You know, the spectators and the members are a lot closer to the action when they come to Queen's Park. You know, you've got that more homely feel because generally speaking, you know, it's club members at Queen's Park that are putting on the tea bar, and you've got an independent brewery that are putting on the beer tent over on the grass bank. So it feels much more of a homely atmosphere. You know, people can bring their own deck chairs along and sit on the grass bank. And yeah, I think all of that just adds to the massive attraction of Queen's Park. And of course, it's just a walk across the bridge. They can walk from the train station through town and across the bridge to the cricket ground. So it's got so much going for it, Matt. And you know, it's so much history as well. You know, we had some honours boards put up last at the start of last year. On the away stairwell as you walk up towards the visitors' changing room. And I was just looking at it again the other day, and it's captivating when you see some of the names on that board, you know, going back many, many decades to the likes of Don Bradman and then into the 60s and seeing Sir Garfield Sobers and Fred Truman and Jeff Boycott through to the modern era, and you've got Sachin Tendulkar, Adam Gilchrist, Ricky Ponting, Brian Lara, Joe Root, who've all scored runs and taken wickets on Queen's Park. And you get that feel of history and heritage when you look out on Queen's Park when we've got these professional teams playing there. So yeah, we're delighted, Matt, as a club, as a town. It's absolutely brilliant. So long may it continue.
And how are plans going then ahead of this summer's edition? Obviously, it's a huge boost that there's going to be, at least five more editions to come in the future as well. But how's the planning going for this year? What can people expect? Because it's important to remember as well, it's not just a very good level of men's cricket that will be available at the Chesterfield Festival of Cricket. There's also some really good women's matches that we'll be able to see as well.
Yeah, I mean, what I would say to start with is that obviously the press release has come out, and there's a big mention there of the negotiation between Derbyshire County Cricket Club and Chesterfield Borough Council, and we work very closely with both organisations. It's a real close partnership, and it's a joint effort in terms of bringing those matches to Chesterfield. But what might be the bit that creeps under the radar quite often is the part that Chesterfield Cricket Club play in actually bringing the festival to Chesterfield and to Queen's Park, and the significant part that we play in making the festival a success. And it is important to know that without a successful Chesterfield Cricket Club on and off the field, I doubt very much that there would be a festival at Queen's Park, because we led on bringing the Blaze. It was our initiative that brought the Blaze, the Chesterfield Cricket Club, that brought the Blaze to Chesterfield about 3 4 years ago. And we're the ones that have actually led on so many of the new initiatives that have been put in place at Queen's Park over the last few years. And to give you some example, and this kind of answers your question as well, that last year, obviously, we had a really, really dry summer last year. The ground was, like most grounds across the country, it couldn't get enough water to the cricket square. The cricket club led 2 years previously on putting in a new irrigation system at great expense. Without that irrigation system in place last summer, we would not have been able to host those professional games at the festival. So it was absolutely vital that got put in place. We've completely refurbished, this is a cricket club, we've completely refurbished the main score box at Queen's Park. We've had a new electric score box put in place. Over the winter, we've led on new side screens being put in place at the lake end of the ground, working in conjunction with Chesterfield Borough Council. And just this week, I've had some investment signed off that's going to allow us to put new pitch covers in place, some modern pitch covers. So this is all really, really important. These improvements are vital, Matt, in terms of us continuing to be able to attract Derbyshire and these professional teams to Queen's Park and to Chesterfield. And you mentioned the women's cricket there. It's the fastest growing aspect of the game right now, and it's been such a great addition for us to welcome the Blaze to Chesterfield each summer, and of course Derbyshire women too. So it's great, it's growing, and long may that continue.
Now, of course, this summer as well, it's the ICC Women's T20 World Cup, which England are hosting as well. So it's going to be a huge summer for the women's game too. Just in terms of, because I know obviously the PKite is everything that covers Derbyshire County Cricket Club, but I'm sure there'll be a lot of Derbyshire fans that will be very interested in, county cricket that happens within the county of Derbyshire, so in the DCCL. How has the start of the season gone for Chesterfield Cricket Club? Because I understand, obviously, you're still at the top tier, so you're in the Premier Division of the DCCL. How has the start of the season gone?
Yeah, we've had a really good start. Thanks, Matt. I often get those comments over the off season where people say, it must be nice to have a bit of downtime and a few quiet months, Nigel. But actually, it's nothing further from the truth. They're actually the busiest months in many respects. And we've strengthened the squad. We brought in Naturally, we've retained the services of Ben Slater, who's Chesterfield born and bred, and a key part of the club, as is his family. So it's always great to see Ben Slater back in the Chesterfield ranks, around his Nottinghamshire County Cricket Club commitments. We've re-signed our Sri Lankan overseas player, a guy called Kamira Wijenayake. He's back for his third season. He has, without question, been the best overseas cricketer that Chesterfield Cricket Club's ever had. It's his third year back at the club, and on and off the field, the lad's made such an incredible impact. Not only is he a wonderful cricketer, bat, ball, and in the field, but he has really got the juniors and the local community engaged with the coaching that he does down at Queen's Park. He's brought a lot of new players in from the perhaps some of the underprivileged areas of Chesterfield. So that's great to see. And he's always got a permanent smile on his face as well, which is wonderful too. And we've brought in a couple of other new players, Matt Stewart, who's on the academy at Derbyshire, and Hasnain Akhtar, who just left the academy the back end of last season. And our second county professional is a guy called Ben Martindale, who's on the staff at Notts. So we've got a real good competitive squad. That obviously filters down through the second team, the third team, and into our pathway too. A key priority for Chesterfield Cricket Club is our pathway from juniors into seniors. That's an absolute no-brainer as far as I'm concerned, that we need to keep bringing through our own youngsters, give them the necessary coaching so that they can improve, and then give them the opportunities to thrive within our senior team. So plenty of wins on the board so far. We've got a tough game away at Spondon tomorrow, but hopefully, fingers crossed, we get another favourable result.
And I understand as well, correct me if I'm wrong, is this the first time that Chesterfield will have like a senior women's team playing at county level? What's the latest developments there?
Yeah, so it's again a great question, Matt. When I took this role on as chair of the club back in 2022, it was actually a real driver for me to launch a women's team. Chesterfield Cricket Club actually have supported the women's game going right the way back to the 1970s when we actually hosted a Women's World Cup match at Queen's Park. So we are, our history with supporting women's cricket probably goes further back than most clubs. But for whatever reason, it took us a while to actually launch our own team. We've had women and girls play in our junior teams before and into our senior teams, but never a dedicated section previously. So last winter, it just felt like the right time. And we bit the bullet and we launched a women's and girls team. Two separate teams, but they both trained together on a Wednesday evening at Queen's Park. And it grew and grew and grew. And we've now got about 25 to 30 regular members of the women's and girls section. They were entering softball festivals last year where we would go around the county and spend a Sunday morning through to the afternoon playing various different games. And we decided over the winter that because of the progress that the women and the girls had made, many of them who had never played before as well, that we would launch a league team. So we've entered a team into the East Midlands Women's Cricket League. They played their first game on Sunday. We were away at Yalegrave. We won our first ever game, which was brilliant because we played against an experienced team, and we narrowly lost our second game. And I do believe in a couple of months' time, had we played that game again, we probably would have got over the line. So oh, it's great to see, Matt. And I think the bit that I'm so excited about is that the women and the girls absolutely love it. They're so driven to improve. They love playing the game. They're enjoying each other's successes and being around each other. And from a club point of view, they just bring so much. And they've soon become such a fundamental part of Chesterfield Cricket Club. So it's great to see. And yeah, ultimately, when we host these professional games, we've got two Blaze games this year. We're hosting a Blaze game for the festival. Derbyshire Women are obviously playing another game as part of the festival. And then at the back end, towards the back end of the season, we've got a second Blaze game, start of September, September the 11th, off the top of my head. So it's great to see, really, really great to see. We are absolutely committed to pushing women's cricket forwards and continuing promoting it.
And just to bring sort of like this full circle, so with these latest developments with the Chesterfield Borough Council new agreement, so especially for anyone that might not have been to the Festival of Cricket before at Queen's Park, so say for anyone there that gets involved, someone local maybe in or around Chesterfield, and they really enjoy it, I'm absolutely certain they will do, but and then they want to maybe think about getting involved, maybe with the local cricket scene, or maybe helping out with cricket at Queen's Park on a more, regular basis. How can people get involved with that? Because as you mentioned before, so much of what happens at Queen's Park all throughout the spring and summer is reliant on volunteers.
Yeah, it is. And that's probably, there's a couple of misconceptions by the wider public, I think, from time to time, Matt, that when I became chair, there was still probably that misconception that you almost had to be invited to play and be part of Chesterfield Cricket Club. And nothing could be further from the truth. It is an inclusive community club. We've never been more inclusive. And we want to keep spreading our wings and actually getting more and more people involved from the local community. Cricket, I think, is right up there as one of the fastest, certainly women's cricket, one of the fastest growing sports in the UK. And we want to keep growing our membership, whether that's playing membership from juniors, women's and girls, or seniors, or whether it's just people who want to be part of, a fantastic club, a community club, a social club. Watching cricket in the best ground in the county by a country mile, in my opinion, beautiful Queen's Park. We always encourage people to come along. We've got a great social aspect and a nice terrace and pavilion bar area where people can sit with a drink and speak with fellow supporters and fellow fans. I would just say to people, just come down, turn up, get involved. There's a game at Queen's Park all through the summer. Don't just come down for the professional games. Chesterfield Cricket Club play there every Saturday, most Sundays. There's junior cricket going on all the way through the week. We have a thriving Wednesday evening where there's about 100 juniors spread all over the outfield in various age groups, all being coached, all enjoying cricket, all enjoying the sunshine when the blue sky and the sun's out. Come down, have a look at us, and come and support Chesterfield Cricket Club. Not just the days that Derbyshire are in Queen's Park.
And just finally, Nigel, just a couple of very quick questions. Does the bar continue to be well stocked? And also, is the little choo-choo train around the ground, is that still going?
I can confirm, Matt, that yes, the bar is very, very well stocked. Always will be for as long as I'm chairman. And yes, Puffin Billy, as they call it, the choo-choo train
Oh,
is
is that the
going
name?
around
I didn't know it had a
there.
name.
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, and the one thing that I've not told you about is that we've got another special fixture on this year as well with Nottinghamshire visiting Queen's Park on Friday
Of
the
course,
7th
yeah.
of August. And whether your listeners are Derbyshire fans or not, I would encourage them to come along and support that match. The demand has been there for additional professional fixtures at Queen's Park, which is why we've decided to host that match. It's a Friday, it's in the school holidays, the transport links are absolutely fabulous, and we've needed to put that game on because for the festival to continue, it's vitally important that there is a strong Chesterfield Cricket Club on and off the field. So that is key to the improvements that we want to keep driving through Queen's Park and the facilities that we can offer all the people that attend matches at Queen's Park.
Okay, fantastic stuff. Yeah, it's been a pleasure speaking to you, Nigel, and hopefully we'll speak to you again a bit later on in the season. And well, I'm not sure what days I'll be there for, but I'm certain I'll be there for at least some of the Chesterfield Festival of Cricket games as well. Now, will this time we'll have to make sure I've got time to go to that stall that was selling all these retro cricket kits because they were fantastic, but I just did not have time to have a proper look and make a purchase last time. So, thanks for your
Always a
time,
great
Nigel,
treat.
and we'll speak to you again a bit later on in the year. Thank you.
Yeah, pleasure. Thanks for your time, Matt.